Today is Saturday, January 27th, 2018, and this...
Why can't we just forget the strobe light?
Forget the strobe? This is Las Vegas. You have to have big production numbers, things happening, a lot of flash.
Why can't we just come out and sing?
Just sing. Do you want to be billed as a novelty act?
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 633.
Las Vegas! Amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're going to give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're going to be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Vegas is waiting out on the streets below.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm alternating between fine and angry.
Mm.
I will get to my anger later in the podcast.
Okay. Little rage?
Little rage, a little frustration, a little annoyance. Mix it all together.
You've got me. Cranky Tim.
A little bit. I'll try not to be too cranky.
That's what you said last week.
I oscillated on crankiness throughout last week's show, if I remember correctly. We'll see how this one goes.
You started out, it was like a roller coaster of cranky.
Yeah, I think this might be the same.
Okay.
We'll see.
So you'll start out cheery, then go into cranky, and then by the end it'll all be...
I don't know. Time will tell.
Okay.
We got a couple big news stories to talk about and a few phone calls, and then we're going to call it a day.
It's the wind show, everybody.
Taking the wind out of my sails. before we jump into the news and the all that this week has brought us, we want to thank our beloved Patreon patrons. The show is listener-supported thanks to fine folks such as Tim Copeland, Ted Dunleavy, Shannon S., Melanie Book, Brian Anderson, James Cummings, and Sam Scalise. Thank you all so much. We do appreciate all of our supporters. If you want to support the show on a monthly basis and get some bonus content as a thank you, you can visit patreon.com/500 for details, or go to the newly redesigned 500bymidnight.com. It only took 13 years to come up with a new blog template, but it finally has a new design. Got rid of some of the excess stuff, stripped it down to just the basics, what we need on that page.
Oh, strip that down, girl.
It always comes back to one of the Zanes. So anyway, that's the scoop. All right. Thank you, Patreon patrons. You are beloved in our household.
Yes, you are.
All right. So there's a couple big stories, both of them involving Wynn Resorts. And normally I would lead off the show with the bigger of the two stories, mm-hmm. but in this case I've decided we're going to go chronologically.
All right.
Because it would be really hard to discuss the second one in kind of a lighthearted way after discussing the other one. So we're going to start with early in the week when Las Vegas, Wynn Resorts had
a happier time.
Yes. Oh, it was a simpler time on Monday. Yeah, Wynn Resorts had a conference call and discussed financials and all the stuff that's going on in their company. And among the items that came up was the new chunk of land that Wynn recently purchased across the street from the current Wynn Resorts, Wynn Las Vegas and Encore, and soon to be whatever they name the third hotel that's being built as part of Paradise Park. I don't know. We don't have a name for that one yet.
What comes after Encore? Second Encore?
No, somebody. I think it might have been Big Hoss. On the Facebook group, not discussing that, but discussing the other thing that's about to be discussed, suggested Ovation would be a good name. Because follows the Encore, the Ovation, or precedes it. Either way, but I think that's a good name.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Time will tell. So when Wynn purchased the former New Frontier land, a lot of us thought he was doing it because the land was available. He wouldn't be developing it soon. He was going to sit on it for a while.
Yeah, it was a spite buy.
maybe some of that, or maybe just an opportunity buy that, like, oh, this is available, let me grab it, even though I'm working on this other project, mm-hmm. I'll get to that eventually. However, based on what he said on his conference call, that is incorrect. He wants to get that site developed relatively quickly. So even though the Paradise Park land is under development, the golf course land and the new hotel that's going to be built as part of that, wants to start working on this other plot of land across the street as well. And right now, details are very vague, but the plans call for a 2,000 to 3,000 room hotel with all the stuff you would expect from a Las Vegas hotel. Casino, meeting space, restaurants, pool, all that stuff. As far as what it's currently being referred to as, we can let Steve Wynn speak for himself.
One of the really great things about the property, that is the West Wynn property, Wynn West, whatever it is, cross street, I'm not going to call it the Frontier anymore, and I'm certainly not going to call it Alon. That was an aborted project.
Oh, snap. It is an aborted project. A little shade there thrown at the Alon project.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't even know what it's called. He was calling it West Wynn, but then all of the subsequent press on it was calling it Wynn West. So I don't know if his PR folks sent something out saying it's Wynn West, not West Wynn, but I think that's just a working name anyway. Mm-hmm. And it may not matter,
right,
which we'll get to momentarily. So, Wynn has a lot of land to develop, in addition to some of the golf course land, which is being used for this lagoon and stuff around it. There's some additional golf course land that could be developed in the future. He's referred to possibly additional, maybe boutique hotels, or mm-hmm. leasing it out to another company. And then, of course, there's this new land across the street. The new land across the street, Wynn West, West Wynn. I'm not going to call it Frontier. I'm certainly not going to call it Alon.
Tell me more, Miss Thing.
It will. it will be connected physically to the current Wynn Resorts.
Oh, this is my favorite thing this week.
I'm very excited about this, and it's not just being connected through any old means. It's being connected through...
It's only 100 feet across the street. We're going to connect with an air-conditioned umbilical hallway.
An air-conditioned umbilical hallway.
Okay, so that coupled with the previous comment, he pretty much just called Alon an abortion.
He kind of did, didn't he? Uh-huh. Well, I'm not going to disagree with that. So... The umbilical, air-conditioned umbilical hallway, which is...
We have umbilical hallways in Minneapolis.
Yeah, but we don't call them that.
No.
They have them in other places in the country, and they don't call them that anywhere.
Could you imagine the Replacements song, Umbilical Hallway?
How would that go? Up in the umbilical hallway. It doesn't really have a ring to it.
No.
Here in Minneapolis, we refer to them as skyways. In many other places, they're referred to as sky bridges. In Milwaukee, where everything is fucked, called a fucked up thing, they call them skywalks. Look at me, I'm walking in the sky.
I'm going to have a drink at the bubbler.
I'm going to get money from the time machine. Ooh. there go all of our Milwaukee listeners. So much to mock, though.
they're going to come back with the Duck Duck Grey Duck thing. You just watch.
I don't. Who cares? Okay, anyway. In the next 4 months or so, Steve said on the call, they plan to unveil renderings and a complete plan for that large chunk of land on both sides of the strip that they own. So not just the immediate plans, but here's what we plan on doing with this whole thing, which would be really interesting to see. There's no time frame for when the new resort would open, but as I said, he's talking in terms of just a few years, not in terms of a decade or something like that. He's very excited about Las Vegas and the potential it has for making big bucks. It sounds like the new project would be largely suites, and he's looking at, like, he said by the time it opens, he thinks he would be able to get like $400 to $500 a night, which I think that's a little excessive,
yeah.
But yeah, we'll see. So that was the plan as of earlier this week. And then Friday happened. On to story number two.
Ooh.
The story that I'm pissed off about.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe not for the right reasons, but I'll get to that. So on Friday, the Wall Street Journal published an expose about Steve Wynn's alleged sexual harassment history targeting female employees. I'm sure that most of you have heard about it. It's been all over the place. The article is based on more than...
Steve Wynn allegedly liked to play a little grab ass.
That's what it sounds like. The article is based on more than 150 interviews with employees and former employees that the Wall Street Journal tracked down. They made it clear that none of the former employees or current employees came to them. So it wasn't like a spiteful thing by the employees. Now, Steve is claiming this is a story initiated by his ex-wife, Elaine, who he is tied up with, involved in legal action with over her, over the divorce.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to renegotiate the divorce agreement and her voting shares and all this kind of stuff. So anyway, there's a lot involved, and I'm not going to go through everything involved. It doesn't look good for Mr. Wynn, let's just put it that way. A part of the article discussed a settlement, a legal settlement of $7.5 million to a Wynn manicurist. Man, that's a weird way of pronouncing it.
Yeah. Manicurist.
Manicurist is probably better than manicurist. I don't know
Night
why
Ranger?
I pronounced it like that. Who he reportedly, allegedly, I'm being very careful with my wording because, you know, pressured to have sex with him at one point. So there's also a bunch of allegations, a history of alleged actions pressuring mainly spa and salon employees. At least in this particular case, that's what they discussed, of doing things like giving him hand jobs at the end of massages, wearing short shorts and exposing himself to employees. Not cool. Among other alleged actions. Have I said alleged enough on this show?
I think so.
All right. So
I don't want to think about Steve Wynn's junk.
Steve Wynn's balls, which we've made many jokes
before. Yeah.
And it's not as funny as it used to be, is it?
No, it isn't.
I know. So here's the reason I'm pissed off this week. In addition to the obvious issues with his alleged actions, that's infuriating. I'm pissed off in the same way, maybe not to the same degree, but in the same way I was after October 1st. I'm pissed off that we're having to talk about this kind of stuff on this podcast because Las Vegas is always our escape from the stuff in the news.
Mm-hmm.
It's our fun place. It's our happy place. We talk about new shows and new restaurants, and fuck, I was excited on Monday, even though I probably won't spend that much time at a new Wynn hotel. We don't spend that much time at his properties, even though they're really nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I was excited that there was going to be this years of development and stuff happening on the North Strip, and awesome. This is like Vegas nerd heaven for new stuff to be happening.
Right.
And now it's like, oh, great. We're talking about real life again. We're talking about people acting badly and stuff that's been all over the news that I'd rather get away from once in a while. And now we kind of need to talk about it because it's
not that you're denying that it happened.
No,
but
no,
just
not
that,
at all. I'm irritated that we have
that we have to talk about it.
I'm irritated that the part of the world that I like to shut out with Vegas has oozed into Vegas to the extent that we have to discuss it. That pisses me off. Very selfish of me. I'm quite aware of that, but it bums me. It's a shitty time in many ways to be a Vegas nerd because those of us who are obsessive about this stuff absorb all of it. So suddenly it's this stuff that I don't want this to be part of my Vegas world. I don't know if I'm articulating myself, but I'm irritated that I have to deal with this.
Yeah. Like you said, Vegas is your escape.
And it's not, and obviously, I mean, that sounds really stupid because like,
and it,
if this stuff is true,
it's shitty.
These women dealt with all kinds of really, really bad shit.
Yep.
Okay. So what I'm bitching about is nothing compared to that.
Yes.
But I'm still irritated that
it
doesn't change the fact that I'm like, fuck, this is getting in the way of the thing that I'd like to escape from. You know,
we have to talk about serious stuff now. Yeah, and I'd want to.
So that's why I'm pissed off this week more than anything. The other thing that I'm a little irritated by, this is a big story, and there's a big part of the reaction on Twitter and Facebook and interviews and publications and blogs and all this. It's been, I'm not surprised. These stories have been floating around Las Vegas for a long time. That's what there's been a lot of response. There's been a lot of people saying, oh yeah, if you worked in the hospitality industry in Las Vegas, you heard these stories about Steve Wynn. So my question is, where the fuck was the Las Vegas Review Journal and where the fuck was the Las Vegas Sun? If these articles were out there, I mean, these articles, these rumors, these stories for a long time, where were those journalists who were patting themselves on the back over investigating who the mystery owner of the Review Journal was when it was bought a couple years ago? They won all these ethics awards for investigating this stuff where they had a vested interest because it was their newspaper. Where were they when this stuff was out? Why weren't they investigating this? And they never investigated anything related to the gaming industry until it had an impact, a direct impact on them. So that pisses me off too. And I get it.
And part of it is that it's a different climate now, and that
that's absolutely.
People are more willing to hear these stories.
And willing to come out and speak. Mm-hmm. There's some of that too. And I get that there's a very likely possibility that even if some of these journalists wanted to pursue this, their newspapers would have shut them down. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true too, and that's part of what I'm pissed out. It's the thing that I hate about Vegas. It's the incestuous insider culture of the Las Vegas media and PR and resort. They're all so intertwined, and they're so up in each other's asses that stuff like this, if it is true, can happen. With it takes the Wall Street Journal to come in 20 years later to report on it. That's fucked up. So, yes, I'm pissed off about this stuff.
Have a beer.
I am. I'm back on the alcohol train this week, in part due to my stress level today over having to deal with this shit, which is so stupid. I'm telling you, I know that that's stupid for me to be this revved up about it, but I am.
You have feelings.
Thank you for bearing with me. I want this to be fun, damn it. So as far
as... And I also want to live in a world where this stuff doesn't happen.
Absolutely. And I want to be able to shut it out, you know, and the fact that it does is horrible, and I want to be able to shut it off.
And I know it's happened, like, since the beginning of time.
Right.
And I don't expect, like, oh, all of a sudden it's been brought to light. People are going to change their behavior, and cultures are going to change. No.
I know.
But I still, it would just be nice if we're less often or not at all.
Of course, how this plays out is the big question now. And of course, there's the whole accusation doesn't prove guilt aspect of this. When you start to see patterns, it's hard to write it off, though, as probably unlikely. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. And
yeah, it's not just an isolated thing.
No, it's years of this. And there are things. So there's a book about Steve Wynn called Running Scared from several years ago that John Smith, who, in all fairness, is one of the Review Journal articles or former writers who was involved in some of the investigative stuff, he did mention some incidents in his book of employee harassment earlier in his career. So I will give him credit on that. It was a very small part of the book. The book dealt with alleged mob ties. It's an interesting book. I have to read it again because it's been years, and I just skimmed it today to see what was in there pertaining to this. Where am I with all this stuff? I'm so irritated that I'm talking about this right now. So the question is, what does this mean for Wynn Resorts long term? Is Steve going to make it through this? Some people are thinking, yeah, he'll weather the storm. This is different than Hollywood. And others are like, nah, I'm more on the nah side of things. It's a publicly traded company. He owns reportedly about 12% of it. He's got a lot of control over the board, but there are other factors at play here, specifically the Gaming Control Board. The gaming officials in Massachusetts have already said they are looking into this because he's opening a property there. In Nevada, they've said, well, we're aware of it. We'll see. Now, there's a history of Gaming Control Board members who were previously elected officials who he had donated to their campaigns, reportedly, things like that. So you get into all that political shit, which I don't want to deal with either. The Wynn board has announced late on Friday night that they've formed a committee to investigate this. if the so the Gaming Control Board, there's stuff in the gaming regulations about the way you
Conduct yourself.
Yes, your
morals or ethics or whatever.
Exactly, and all that factors in. So it's not out of it's very possible. We discussed a couple of years ago when Sam Nazarian from SLS was going through trying to get a license, and it was very evident they weren't going to give him one based on some relatively isolated drug use.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll see where this goes. It's going to depend on how much pressure there is from the public. And as far as the board is concerned, I would say stockholders, mm-hmm. a lot of them, which are large companies like Vanguard and Merrill Lynch and all these huge companies that invest in stock. So institutional investors, that's what I was looking for. So I personally just have a feeling there's going to be so much pressure that in one way or another, he is not going to survive this.
Do you think Wynn will still continue to be named Wynn?
I don't know. That's the thing. So then that company is so closely identified with him in name, in vision, in mm-hmm. everything. Obviously, they have other people who can run it, but what does that mean? And do they put another name on it? And does it become a takeover target then for MGM Resorts, God forbid, or somebody else?
Please don't.
There's a lot to be written for this story.
Mm-hmm.
It's not anywhere close to being done, I don't think.
Yay, we get to talk about it some more.
That's part of what I'm pissed off about, too. This is not like, we can talk about it and then be done with it. So we'll see.
Well, maybe we can talk about it in other aspects, like a yes. name change or an ownership change,
yeah.
more of the business stuff that we normally deal with.
Yeah, hopefully it won't come down to... Well, this week in the Wynn hearings, I don't know. We'll see where this leads us. But what else is there to say? I don't know. Do you have any other thoughts on this whole thing? We obviously had a little bit of this with, and then I start answering for you. We obviously had a little bit of this with Mario Batali having
right.
a Las Vegas connection. There's been some stuff with David Copperfield lately. Some mm-hmm. stories coming out.
This
some
is
other
the
chefs.
Biggest. Oh. I do have one thing. Norm
yes.
Clark alluded to this a
oh,
while
thank
ago.
Thank you. At the end of November, Norm Clark, who used to write for the Review Journal, moved on. I'm
mm-hmm.
not sure if it was by his choice. Moved on when they brought in Robin Leach.
Mm-hmm.
And he still writes an occasional column on his site, norm.vegas. And he had a column at the end of November, and I remember reading it to you, reading that portion to you or telling
mm-hmm.
you about it, where he said... There's something happening, and there's...
And it's going to be big.
It's going to be big, and it's going to be related to casino executives. So there might be more than... I don't know if he said it in the plural, but there might be more to this that's coming. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, he did have...
In relation to harassment.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we'll see what else. Well,
and we speculated at the time, like, ooh, I wonder who it could be.
Yeah, and he said it was Las Vegas Strip. Based on the way it was written, I kind of figured, well, it's got to be... There was a limited number
mm-hmm.
of, based on the way it was written. I'm like,
didn't we say like Wynn or Adelson?
It didn't, yeah, or Phil Ruffin, I suppose.
Yeah.
But yeah, but the other thing is too. Then you know, this could filter down to who else who worked for him, whether at his current company or at the what are now the MGM Resorts companies
mm-hmm.
that he previously owned, who was involved and knew.
Yeah, did anyone cover things up?
So there was a story about Dennis Gomes, who is a former gaming regulator. He's
mm-hmm.
passed away. Former gaming regulator, and then he was in the industry. Really interesting guy. Read a book about him recently. It was really good. But he, I can't remember what it was called. It was based on his... It was kind of an autobiography, but I think his daughter kind of... Ghost wrote it for him.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, not only in Running Scared, but also in some articles, there was some stuff about Dennis Gomes essentially saying, I'm not, he worked for Steve Wynn, I think at Golden Nugget, and he was pissed off about some of these things happening. And I think the quote was, I'm not his pimp. So, yeah, there might be some other people who... are tied into this. We'll
mm-hmm.
see what happens in the next week or two or three or however
Months.
Long
yeah.
it takes.
Oh.
Oh, what this means for Wynn development, like I said, that's all up in the air as far as whether or not he survives it and whether or not his plans survive it, even mm-hmm. if he doesn't. I don't know.
Yeah, how does this affect the Massachusetts casino? He's
well, we'll see what the regulators say. So, fuck, that's this week in shitty news I didn't want to talk about, but kind of had to because it's a big deal. Fuck. Sorry to bring you guys
down. Is
that
a new segment?
I don't know what it is. I don't know. I'm so irritated.
Aww.
Okay, we've got a couple other news things which are pretty inconsequential, but I thought I'd mention them anyway.
Deep breath.
The only movie theater on the Las Vegas Strip has closed. The Showcase Theaters, located next to MGM Grand in the Showcase Mall, they were there for a long, long time, and they are now closed, according to multiple reports. So if you have the burning desire to see a movie and you're on the Strip, you're going to have to go over to Palms, which isn't on the Strip, but it's not that far away.
Yeah. Remember the one time we saw movies in Vegas?
Was it Dead Poets Society?
No, it was... It was Goodwill Hunting and The right. Wedding Singer.
We saw two?
We saw two.
What a bunch of losers.
I know. It was our first anniversary trip, and we
we were so naive.
I know. We weren't really into the drinking.
We were so stupid back then.
Oh, man.
I know most of our listeners, I don't know, are probably skew in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. If we have listeners in your 20s, I'm glad you're listening. I'm glad you're here. But you need to know you're really fucking stupid. You don't know anything. No, it's not your fault. You think you're smarter than you are. You'll figure it out by the time you get to your, well, no, I don't even want to say I have it figured out.
I think there are some people who are much more self-aware than others, though.
Do you think
it's like, not about, I know, it's not I know about some self- people in their 20s who have their shit together.
Oh,
and
I do too.
Amazes
I'm not
me.
Talking about that though, but I bet that they're, when you get down to it, I bet they're as stupid as we were when we were in our 20s.
Cause I did not have my shit together when I was in my 20s.
I'm not, this is not a rip on millennials thing. It doesn't matter what generation you're part of. When mm-hmm. you're in your 20s, you probably don't know
shit.
You don't know what the fuck you're like going to see movies when you're vacationing in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Fuck. God, we are dumb. What a waste of time. Anyway, there are no plans. No plans have been announced for the.
Wow, you're angry at,
I'm angry at
historical
me.
Us.
I know. I hate my 20-year-old self. No plans have been announced for a new tenant for the 40,000 square feet that's being left behind by the closed theaters. I'm sure it'll be something exciting and new. Mm-hmm. The Rolling Stones exhibit that we reviewed a while back, Exhibitionism, it was supposed to end like this week, and they've decided to extend it for another month. So,
Good. Yeah,
it was really entertaining. So if you're going to be, we may have mentioned this a couple weeks ago. I can't recall, but for some reason I'm thinking that we didn't. So I figured I'd mention it anyway. It's going to be around through February 25th. I'm feeling like did I mention this before? Do you know?
I don't know.
Well, if I did, no harm. Finally, no very sparse details are available here. Hey, this is one of those worthless 500 exclusives that we like to joke about because there's almost no information to it. There's going to be a new restaurant at Cosmopolitan, probably. that's big. Mm-hmm. There will be a new restaurant, but there might be one that's called Block 16 Urban Eatery and Bar.
I love an eatery.
Isn't that the worst thing? Not the worst thing. There are a lot of worse things, but
saloon and shootery is worse.
Eatery is pretty bad. Our friend Dave Lifton said he recently became aware of a restaurant, I think in Chicago, that was something cookery and drink house.
What the no. Okay, so I don't mind if something is called food and cocktails.
Okay.
Because that's simple.
It is simple.
Yeah, there are a couple restaurants in the Twin Cities.
They're trying to fancy it up.
But eatery and drink house, or
no,
what?
Cookery.
Cookery and drink house.
That makes me
no.
stabby.
No.
So this is an eatery and bar. At least they got half of it.
Restaurant and bar. Come on.
What about the urban part of it? Any thoughts on that? Is it going to be graffiti filled? What is this?
I don't know.
You never see rural in a restaurant name.
Or suburban.
Yeah, you don't see Block 47 Suburban Eatery. So stupid. This was trademarked by Cosmo. That's where I got this. They trademarked this name. And typically when Cosmo has trademarked things, in most cases, they don't trademark a lot of stuff. Some casino companies will trademark tons of stuff, and they only use a portion of them.
Because they're gathering ideas, and they just want to make sure that...
Yeah. The last thing that I think Cosmo trademarked was Rose Rabbit Lie. And before that, it was the... the Talon Club. Is that their?
Oh yeah, their high limit.
Yeah.
Bar.
Probably the last time that I had a
not bar. It's like a
high limit room.
Yeah, I'm. You can tell what I'm interested in up there.
I know. Block 16 is a...
I cannot afford to play in their high limit room.
I'm guessing Block 16 is a reference to Block 16 Hospitality, mm-hmm. which is a company that runs Holstein's and a bunch of other Las Vegas restaurants. So maybe it's some sort of partnership between them and Cosmo. I hope it's not replacing Holstein's. I don't think it would be.
Oh, I hope not, because that place is always busy and does really well, and I love it, and please don't take it away from me.
There is some empty restaurant space.
Oh, yeah.
They have DOCG space is still mm-hmm. open. I was speculating possibly a replay. I don't know how the Henry is doing. I think maybe a replacement for the Henry. I don't know.
That would be okay.
I don't know. That's pure speculation. We'll see. As details are announced, if this comes to pass, we'll discuss it. And each time we'll remind you as often as possible. You heard about
you heard it first. God.
Fuck. God damn it. I'm so pissed. I hate myself. I hate everything.
No.
You know what would make me happy? Even though Steve Wynn is a complete dick, I have to listen to this again.
One of the really great things about the property that is the West Wynn property, Wynn West, whatever it is, Cross Street.
Whatever it is. I'm
not going to call it the Frontier anymore, and I'm certainly not going to call it Alon.
Yeah, fuck those
that
guys.
That was an aborted project.
The project was an abortion.
I know. It wasn't aborted.
Wait, no. You got, what about the other part?
What? This?
It's only 100 feet across the street. We're going to connect with an air-conditioned umbilical hallway.
Steve. That. Steve, when New Frontier was across the street and your employees were taking a break over there, how would it have been ideal for them to come back to your place for you to allegedly make moves on them?
It's only 100 feet across the street. We're going to connect with an air-conditioned umbilical hallway.
Okay. I feel better now that I'm clowning.
Okay.
I want to be able to use that clip without...
without feeling icky, like, and you have to take a shower after.
I was
after.
So excited about that. I'm like, oh, I'm going to use this for months to come.
Yes, umbilical hallway.
Every time,
come on.
Every time we discuss that stupid project, I'm going to roll out the umbilical hallway, and now it's like, ugh. I don't even want to hear his voice anymore based on these shitty allegations. Have I said alleged enough? A few are, I would say. You go on Twitter, and people are calling him very direct things that... you might want to hold off on that because, you know, you could get yourself sued. Mm-hmm. I'm not providing legal advice. Fuck everybody. Okay, let's get to some calls.
Hey, Tim, Michelle, it's Vegas Macker here.
Hello.
Calling you from frigid southern Alberta in Canada. Was drinking with Donnie Mac tonight. He was doing a food and beverage expo.
Yay.
So he got me nice and primed up for Vegas. Sent my carbon donation this week for my Super Bowl trip, so it worked last time. It better fucking work this time, and I just want to thank you guys for all you do, and thank Donnie Mac for getting me nice and fucked up tonight. See you in Vegas. I'll be calling you from there. Bye.
We look forward to your reports. His reports on the Facebook group for past trips have been entertaining. I think he may have called the show once or twice. So I look forward to your reports, and I hope you have a wonderful trip, and thank you for your pre-Las Vegas call. Good way to get in the mood, getting drunk with Donnie Mac, a good friend of ours.
Would you rather be here or in Vegas for the Super Bowl? Because both are going to be crowded.
That's a fine...
No, would you rather... No, I shouldn't say here because our home is going to be a nice little oasis from all that bullshit.
It will be.
Would you rather be downtown Minneapolis or in Las Vegas for the Super Bowl? Am I allowed to say Super Bowl?
I don't know. Yeah.
The big game.
The large event. That's a fine question. Are we supposing that I wasn't in the current Vegas fucked me a month ago frame of mind, or are we talking about real life? Like, if I had to choose right now, we're either have to spend next weekend downtown or in Las Vegas. Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. So even though I'm not feeling Vegas right now,
mm-hmm.
shit. This is a tough question. I'm going to still choose Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reason, well, there are a lot of reasons, I guess, but the people in Vegas who are watching the game aren't necessarily going to be that, the majority of them won't necessarily be team affiliated beyond having bets.
Yeah.
Whereas the people here, a lot of them are going to be either...
they're either
going
to be Patriots fans, Eagles fans, or burned Vikings fans.
Yeah.
Scorched. Vikings fans.
None of whom I care to be around at this moment.
And they all knew it was coming. They knew they weren't going to play at home.
Oh, yeah. If you're a pissed off Vikings fan, you chose this path, friends.
And if you didn't know, you damn well knew after that first quarter.
Should have known. Watch it. There's a YouTube video called...
Vikings Legacy of Failure.
Yes. It's like a 10-minute history of the Minnesota Vikings, and it maps out for you why this team is not worth rooting for.
And I have some very dear friends who
I have dear
for
friends
them.
who like all of those teams. Mm-hmm. So I know there's been a lot of heat on the Philadelphia fans. I know some people who are really great people from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I know there a lot of their fans are shitty, but mm-hmm.
everybody has shitty fans.
Yeah. Anyway, how do we get on that topic? Oh, because your question.
Yeah.
I'm staying home. Vegas. I'm going to bury myself under the covers for the next month. Stick a microphone under there once a week and I'll do the podcast. But other than that, I just don't feel like being anywhere right now.
And fortunately, your employment situation allows you to.
Oh, thank God I can be a hermit. Stay here and leave like once a week. Oh, that's the best. Okay, we have more phone calls. Let's get to them.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. Great job on the podcast. Just got back from Vegas and... I know there was a guy who called in a few times about different bathrooms in Vegas. I, kind of like him, I like to analyze bathrooms and good ones and nice ones. And, for example, we were at the Mirage and their sports book, like the one not in the sports book, but like next to the sports book was gorgeous. And you know what bathroom was not gorgeous?
Tell me.
The one in the baggage terminal at Newark, New Jersey Airport.
Oh.
Not in Vegas. Doesn't
not
matter.
The same as the Mirage.
Never going to be there.
Bathroom. So in case you were curious.
Nope,
thanks.
Not.
Have a great day.
I appreciate your Las Vegas bathroom reviews. Yes. I will never go to the Newark Airport bathroom, I can pretty safely say.
Will you probably never go to Newark in general?
I don't know. Although New York, some New York flights, you can fly into Newark. Mm-hmm. I don't know. All right, thank you for that call. I do like bathroom reviews. I think I like when Alonzo calls. Mm-hmm. I always find those entertaining. That's the height of Vegas nerdery, analyzing the fucking casino bathrooms. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm here to listen to. And
do you have a favorite bathroom?
In Las Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be specific.
Public bathroom.
Right. We're not talking about like a specific hotel room.
No.
3227 at... No.
Aria Corner Suite Toto Washlet that everyone knows.
You've raised some good questions this week, my friend.
I'm trying to keep your mind occupied.
No. You really care.
I do care.
Let's see. Favorite Las Vegas bathroom. I might have to give this some thought.
Okay.
I'll think about it during the next two calls, and then I'll see if I have a response.
All right.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Hi, Tim.
Hi
Michelle. This is Judy from Chicago.
Hi,
hey, Judy.
And I just completed my trip, just returned last night. I wanted to pass on a tip to everybody. I stayed at Bally's, and the trip was fabulous. They have renovated both of the towers, and I was in the newly renovated room in the old tower, and it was gorgeous. The deal that I wanted to pass on to everybody is on Groupon for the little cafe called Nosh at Bally's, Las Vegas. You pay $13 and you get $20 worth of food, deli food. Delicious. That $20 is good for two people, two sandwiches, two salads, everything. So if you stay at Bally's and you're going to be looking for some food, go to the Nosh Deli and get that Groupon. $13 for $20 worth of food. I'll pass on another tip a little later. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks.
She's not called back yet.
Oh. Yeah, sometimes you just need a sandwich.
And that's a good little stop. When I stayed there without you a couple times, mm-hmm. that's been a really nice place to grab something on the way to the room or just in the morning sometimes if I get up before you do and I need mm-hmm. something quick. Yeah, it's a nice little deli there in the corner back by the poker room. So, and Groupon is a general thing, is a good place to check out if you're looking for some deals. There's some, sometimes you can get high roller deals. There's a lot of stuff that comes up from time to time in Las mm-hmm. Vegas there. I still haven't come up with a favorite bathroom. I don't know
That's
if
okay.
I'm going to be able to answer this one. I can't think of any bathroom where I'm like, yeah, I want to spend more time there.
Yeah.
Usually it smells like piss
Or worse.
Yeah, or worse. And some of them that spell, you know, actually the Venetian bathrooms are okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And the wind bathrooms are okay, I guess. We're never there.
Yeah.
So, but
yeah, the Wynn and Venetian bathrooms are very nice.
The more upscale the property, the nicer the bathroom.
But I also appreciate the D and Golden Gate because their doors are weighted and you don't have to fucking figure out if somebody's in the goddamn stall before you go in.
The other thing about the bathrooms at the D is that they have full-time, not attendants, but they have full-time cleaning mm-hmm. staff in there.
Yes.
So
yes.
Yeah, they're constantly mopping the floor. They're constantly.
And they have a shelf for your drink.
And well, that's most of the dude places, at least by the urinals, do. Mm,
a lot of the lady places. Well,
lady places. I love lady places.
I know you do. Sometimes you have a shelf.
I like when I like when the lady places have a shelf for my drink. So now I'm feeling better. Good. We just need to take in the gutter and then.
Good.
And who doesn't enjoy taking in the gutter? You know what I mean? Oh boy, Steve Wynn's employees don't. Oh my God, how did we go?
Oh, all right. Sometimes the lady bathrooms though have special trash cans for certain hygiene products, and so that takes up room that the shelf would have, but you do not want to rest your drink on that.
Okay. I will say. There are certain aspects of men's rooms, for example, mm-hmm. that's what I'm familiar with.
Good. I've inadvertently walked into some men's rooms.
El Cortez.
Yes.
No, there are certain aspects. Well, there's a good example. El Cortez and Casino Royale used to. I don't know if it still does. They've made the choice of having slippery tile and then thus the need to put down floor mats under the urinals so it smells like pee. That's not good. I don't like when there aren't wall dividers between the urinals, like mm-hmm. at Paris.
I've my issues with Paris bathrooms are well documented.
Yeah. So anyway, so there are some things that I'm not a big fan of. And as a general rule, the closer to the front entrance of the hotel, the more decimated the bathroom's going to be because you get people
are stopping in off the street.
Yeah. Like they have to take an urgent dump. So they go in and suddenly you're dealing with bad things.
Have the time.
Convention.
And the ability, convention center or high limit rooms.
Yes.
When you were playing in the high limit room at Cosmo, I uh-huh. took advantage of the bathroom situation. That was nice.
Yeah, the high limit slot room. And there were plenty of people who were just coming in to use those bathrooms too.
Yeah.
The other thing, we didn't talk about that. So I played some video poker machines in the high limit room. They were multi-line dollar machines, but I wasn't playing multi-line. I was only playing one line. So, mm-hmm. But anyway, one of the things I noticed while sitting there playing...
The $100 Wheel of Fortune?
There's a $100 Wheel of Fortune machine, and I was very surprised at the number of people who come in just to play one spin on that. It's like a thing that it was a lot of times groups of people, like three or four people together, mm-hmm. so maybe they chipped in to do it, or maybe it was a dare or something. And one person hit something pretty nice. I don't know what it was. They got the wheel spin. Yeah, but that machine, you would think, oh, this probably doesn't get much play. Just based on... a handful of people a night coming in and doing one spin, they're making plenty of money off of that machine. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it was a $100 machine, but they're only playing one line or what?
I don't know if they're, it was only one line, but I'm not sure if it was one. I think that one was only one credit.
Okay.
And then they had other machines next to it. Like, I think it went up. It was like, there's a $10 machine, mm-hmm. which was multiple credits.
Yeah.
There might've been like a $25 or $50. There were three or four of them there.
Yeah.
But the $100 machine was when people would come in to play. Yeah. It was like, it was their thing.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I can see that if you're drunk and you're, you know.
I'd drop $100 once. I would do that. But I know I'd lose it, so.
Not during that trip, we weren't going to. The way gambling was going, nope.
I could lose $100 at the same speed playing any other machine at the dollar level. So.
Yeah.
All right. Not that I'm salty about it. No. I've only been bitching about it for the last month.
Yep. Yeah, it has been a month.
I know. All right, more calls.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. It's Ben from Kansas City.
Hello, Ben.
I just got back from a 4-day, 3-night stay over Martin Luther King Day weekend. We stayed at the Tropicana Hotel for all 4 days. Always enjoyed that property. Used my Hilton Honors points to get a free room. On top of that, they also waived, as they always do, the resort charge. One of the things we did this time was got their new buffet. The restaurant is called Savor. And it's nice. It's a nice little addition to the hotel. It's free for Hilton gold and diamond levels. And it's a very nice, decent, I wouldn't necessarily go out of my way to go there, but it's nice enough to have in the morning. As far as gaming goes, I think Michelle asked for a review of the new Fortune Cup game, and I played it for a couple hours and found it quite enjoyable. It's not quite as fun as the old Sigma Derby, but it is enjoyable. There's a lot more choices. There's 8 horses instead of 5, which leads to a lot more betting options. As far as I could tell, it seemed to lean heavily towards the favorites. So don't get too crazy with your betting and start putting them all on the underdogs. It seemed that the favorites seemed to come in quite consistently. Another new game I tried was the Stadium Baccarat games. The one at MGM, they have 2 of them there. And I found that game quite enjoyable. As you know, with Baccarat, it's a very low house edge as long as you stick to the banker and dealer bets. And so you can usually play for a while without getting steamrolled too much. I found those games quite enjoyable. Relatively low limits, it's $5 a hand, which is not bad for Baccarat. So try that game out if you want to try something different. Also on the trip, I spent quite a bit of time at the MGM Sportsbook for the playoff football. That was a lot of fun and highly enjoyable. If you have never experienced that, I definitely highly recommend it. And last, I tried out both Golden Tiki and Frankie's. I know there's been some talk in the Facebook group about those, but I think they're both great, both enjoyable, and I highly recommend going to both. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Thank you for that call, Ben. We do appreciate it. Just in time for a drink by Maximus. Mm-hmm. Yes, I've been waiting for a review of Fortune Cup, so thank you.
Cool. Like thank you. Kind of similar.
I'll probably play that next time in town.
Sounds like this money lasted a long time, too, which is always plus.
Always a bonus. Yeah. That's what I'm looking for next time.
Is money to last a long time.
Rolls a quarter is at the Sigma Derby machine. That's going to be my whole trip. 4 days of Sigma Derby.
All right. I just thought of another bathroom. Mandarin Oriental by the Mandarin Bar.
Are those good? I don't remember.
Those are really nice. Okay. Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Because it's not a well-trafficked area.
It's not in a casino. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, those are quite good.
And that is in line with my theory, the nicer the place, the nicer the bathroom, the nicer the property. That makes sense, I guess. All right, we've got one more phone call. You may recall that 2 shows ago, I was having a little fun texting with Rose, the virtual concierge at Cosmopolitan. Mm-hmm. I had no idea it was going to lead me to a little trouble.
Hello, Tim. You don't know me, but I sure as shit know you. You've been calling and harassing and texting my girl, Rose. My name is Fetch. And I will fuck your shit up. I know people, or should I say robots, that can mess with your credit score, can make your car crash. Leave my girl alone, Tim.
Well, I've learned my lesson.
Okay, thanks.
I will go on record saying that, to the best of my knowledge, my only harassing is of the concierge, the virtual concierge at Cosmo.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sorry to upset you. I will leave Rose alone. I feel bad now. I wasn't rude to Rose.
No.
I actually enjoyed my interactions with her a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I will let you know that I have not been texting with Rose since that show.
Oh, okay.
In case you were wondering or worried.
No, I wasn't really worried. No, but thank you for...
You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right. So I think that's going to
be it
this
week. What if I started texting with that robot, though?
Fetch?
Yeah.
I didn't get Fetch's number, but if I do, I will pass it along to you.
Should we make Fetch happen?
That was the worst robot impersonation ever, but I enjoyed the call anyway.
I did too.
Whoever that is, thank you for that. It gave me a laugh.
Much needed laugh.
Yes. All right. I'm feeling a little better. I think.
Good.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing me around.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Sure.
So we have a couple karma donations to thank folks for before we wrap things up, including Mandy from Tacoma. She is in Las Vegas as we speak.
Yay.
She said, I'm a 35-year-old introvert rooming with a couple 22-year-olds. Pray for me.
Oh my gosh, good luck.
If I were the praying sword, I would do that. And I wish you the best and Hashtag thoughts and prayers. We'll just do that. All right, Dan from Minneapolis heading to the Happy Land. I know Happy Land. I remember when it was my happy place.
What's worse, the gambling or the real life intruding on your...
No. I think I'm going to go with the real life intruding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gambling's going to turn around eventually.
I'll be fine. I'm going to be... In a couple weeks, I'm going to be plotting another trip. It's fine.
All right.
I just have to get through this. Dan from Minneapolis heading to Happy Land Super Bowl weekend. More Vegas, less Super Bowl.
Yay.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hope, see, he's got the right idea.
Mm-hmm.
This is your question. Mm-hmm. Dan has answered it. He's leaving town. Right on. Hoping for some good karma once again. Thanks for all you do. Blah, blah, blah. You're welcome, Dan. Thank you. And hope you have some great luck and a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, Ed, Lori, and Jordan for a trip starting on January 31st, celebrating Jordan's 21st birthday.
Yay.
Happy birthday. Yay. Hope you guys have a great time.
Yes.
And thank you very much. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. So thank you for all your PayPal donations, my friends. And again, thanks to our supporters on Patreon. You guys are so great to us.
Yes.
Even when I'm surly like this and down in the dumps a little bit, people are so nice. All right, 500bymidnight.com, have I mentioned, newly designed.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that impressive.
But it works better for mobile devices.
It is a little better for mobile devices. It's more functional. It's just easy and stripped down, and I got rid of a lot of shit.
Did you do a user experience analysis?
Nope.
Any sort of usability testing?
I checked to see if it loads quicker. I think it does a little bit quicker.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. All right, 500@gmail.com is where you can send Dear Tim and Michelle questions. We got some of those. I got some really good ones from our friend Danny a couple days ago. So we'll be using those real soon. And yep, you have one of my tax forms with your show notes.
we won't be discussing that.
Tis the season for... Mm-hmm. Who's that from?
Capital One.
Oh, it's like $6 in interest for my savings account. It's no big deal. All right. 500. On Twitter, I'm 500. She is Anita Martini. And of course, our voicemail line, 702-866-9494. We'd love to hear from you. We appreciate all the calls. We appreciate all the stuff, all the participation on the Facebook group and all that stuff too. So as always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We'll be back soon with another show. Hopefully it'll be a little more fun and I'll be in a little bit better spirits.
I hope so.
I'm going to listen to that. I'm just going to put the umbilical hallway on a loop.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think.
No.
Having Steve Wynn's voice on a loop right now, probably not the best thing.
No.
All right.
That could, no.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah.
All right, kids. Have a good week. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.